This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. White House officials say they will continue to utilize U.S. naval assets to counter Houthi attacks on ships in the Red Sea, but they say the United States is not looking to go to war with the Iranian-backed Yemen-based rebels. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby on Tuesday said Washington is not looking for an escalation of hostilities with the Houthi rebels.
They still have time to make the right choice, which is to stop these reckless attacks.
The militants on Tuesday fired an anti-ship ballistic missile into international shipping lanes in the southern Red Sea, striking a Maltese-flagged bulk carrier a day after a similar attack on a U.S.-owned an operated container ship. U.S. Central Command says its forces responded, striking and destroying four Houthi anti-ship ballistic missiles that had been prepared for launch from Yemen. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Iran has launched attacks in Pakistan targeting what it described as bases for a Sunni militant group, potentially further raising tensions in the Middle East already roiled by Israel's war on U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky came out swinging against Russian leader Vladimir Putin at the World Economic Forum's annual meeting in Davos on Tuesday.
If anyone thinks this is only about us, this is only about Ukraine, they are fundamentally mistaken. Possible directions and even timeline of a new Russian aggression beyond Ukraine become more and more obvious.
Zelensky, Tuesday at Davos.